Good Tuesday. Today is May the 13th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, Clean Fuels Alliance America recently commissioned a study, and the results of that are very impressive. We're going to visit today with Kate Schenk. She serves as Director of Regulatory Affairs for the organization. We'll have all the details about those results coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm joined today by Kate Schenk. She serves as Director of Regulatory Affairs with Clean Fuels Alliance America. Kate, results of a new study were just released that was commissioned by Clean Fuels Alliance America, and some really big, impressive numbers in that study. Can you highlight a few of those for us?
Yeah, of course. Thank you. I'm really excited to talk about this study. We're looking at 2024 real-world industry performance and looking at U.S. production of about 5 billion gallons. The total economic impact was $42.4 billion. That supported 107,400 U.S. jobs and $6 billion in wages annually.
Well, those are definitely large numbers that should get anybody's attention, especially soybean growers, those involved in the ag industry. If we take a look, maybe break it down a little bit more as far as how that economic impact came to us in Ohio.
Yeah, perfect. In Ohio, really great numbers there as well. It was over $1 million in total revenue, 1,800 jobs, and about $106 million in total wages.
That's big for the Buckeye State. Well, looking ahead to the industry, I know the study also took a look ahead and analyzed what they would call a near future capacity scenario. Touch on that briefly. It looks like the numbers were huge this time, but they could be even bigger going forward.
Yeah, definitely. We looked at a near future capacity of 7.4 billion gallons. And so we based that figure on actual announced investments for either new or expanded facilities. And so we saw the biodiesel industry reaching 7.4 billion gallons of capacity. That could support over 145,000 jobs and over $60.25 billion in U.S. economic activity. So continued growth is definitely possible with ongoing policy support and market certainty.
Well, that's exciting information and obviously positive things on the horizon for soybean farmers and everyone involved in the biodiesel and renewable diesel industries. Again, my guest today is Kate Schenk. She serves as Director of Regulatory Affairs with Clean Fuel Alliance America. And to learn more, you can view the full report at cleanfuels.org. Kate, thanks so much for your time today.
Very good. Thank you.
In other agricultural headlines, the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association is excited to announce their 2025 scholarship recipients. Each year, they will invest $15,000 in scholarships, supporting students advancing their education and furthering the agriculture industry. Now, this year's recipients include Morgan Anderson, who's currently a student at Ohio University, Brooklyn Baldwin, graduating from McLean High School, Sydney Biting, graduating from East Clinton High School, Caitlin Cottrell, graduating from Miami Trace, Marguerite Fulton, who's graduating from Fort Fry, Lexi Heidelbaugh, currently a student at Tiffin University, Sarah Hoke, who's a student at The Ohio State University, Arthur Hollenbach, who's a student graduating from CTEC of Licking County, Kaylee Jennings, who's currently at Oklahoma State University, Tyler Kuntz, who's a student at Waynesburg University, Logan Reeker up at Northwest State Community College, Gracie Sprague, who's at OSU ATI, and Caitlin Winkoop, a graduating senior at Bloom Carroll High School. Congratulations to all the recipients. And to learn more, visit OhioCornAndWheat.org. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We want to change directions now. Talk about some USDA reports. Yesterday, the WASDE report came out, and some USDA reports were discontinued in 2024, but are now being reinstated this year, which most of those are starting this month. USDA's Rod Bain has all the details.
A reinstatement of USDA reports discontinued last year.
We heard from many individuals, organizations, farmers, as well as congressionals, that they wanted us to reinstate those programs.
Troy Joshua of the National Agricultural Statistics Service explains why the July cattle report and various county estimate reports for crops and livestock were ended in 2024.
That was as a result of the budget level that we received in March. Those decisions was not made lightly at all, because we realized that many individuals utilize the data, as well as we heard that from our partners out there in the agricultural communities, that making these decisions had directly impacted them and their processes.
And how they were reinstated for 2025.
We looked at the budget. We made some decisions as a part of our processes to try to manage this ahead of time. We were able to reinstate those programs.
The July cattle report is scheduled for release July 25th. Joshua explains the importance of this report to end users.
The individuals that use that data are livestock producers and meat industries, helping the ranchers, feedlot operators, and processors plan for their herd management, procurement, and prices based on cattle and supply trends. Market analysts and traders, they review and they look at that information, forecasting beef prices, supply trends as well. Policymakers and agribusinesses also utilize that data as well.
County estimates for crops and livestock, however, begins in May. May 6th, specifically for
corn, sorghum, and soybeans, county estimates. And that data is a reflection of where the crops is actually located in respect to not just corn, sorghum, and soybeans on May 6th. Cotton will be published on May 12th. Cattle will be published on May 13th. And finally, rice and peanuts will be published on May 23rd.
The reinstated reports and any of the many NAS reports and data sets can be found online at www.nass.usda.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.